When a client comes in, they come in and they pick up a number from here and they fill out just a client intake sheet.
Take a number. It's the first step when you come through the doors at Gleaners. There's a protocol here. Food hamper sizes are determined by family size and income, one visit every 28 days. Gleaners volunteer coordinator Pat Miracle Bauer says today is a good day.
You'll see right now we've actually had donations of cottage cheese. So we have cottage cheese. We have fun cheese for the kids.
But clients have some choices too.
This section we always call our acquired taste. So this is again stuff that's been donated. But it's usually things like, okay, so pimentos, coconut milk.
It's not just about food though. Essentials like toilet paper, soaps, cleaners, and even pet food are available if they're donated. Tummies aren't just filled here. Little ears and fingers are warm too.
Mitts, hats, things like that. I do a lot of knitting, which is kind of what's here because most of it hasn't come in yet because it hasn't got cold enough. But there are several ladies in the community that knit mitts and hats all year and then they'll end up bringing them in.
Suzanne Quinlan, the director of operations here, says this year's usage has already topped the year before.
Our increases have gone up about 9%. Basically, what that is client usage.
She says the increase will likely continue to grow with low wages and increasing living expenses.
It's going to be a really eye-opening winter, I think.
Amanda Lorbetsky, QNET News, Belleville.